You're listening to the audio production of Standing in the Fire, Courageous Christians Living in Frightening Times by Tom Doyle with Greg Webster, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Doyle.
To Dad, you're my hero. Watching you, I learned what it's like to live courageously, even joyfully, on the front lines. As an FBI agent for more than 30 years and an organized crime specialist, you never backed down to the mafia. The other agents admired you and often told me, Jim Doyle always gets his man. I pray for a generation of believers with the same courage that only Christ can give in the dangerous spiritual arena that we live in today. Introduction. Time for a change in direction. Terrorism. The very word is rooted in fear, mind-numbing, blood-chilling, heart-stopping fear. What could be worse than facing a person dedicated to indiscriminately destroying human life of any kind, men, women, and children? The target of terror can be anybody. The influences around us, whether news reporters, politicians, or commentators, seem to want nothing more than to deepen our fear of the violent forces in a world that appears to be coming apart at the seams just a bit more each day. In today's world, if we're not careful, we can easily succumb to fear, and when we do, we can become a slave to it. The problem with living in fear, besides flying in the face of more than 200 biblical admonitions to not fear, it can cause us to do the very thing we should not do. Let me explain. Pride before the fall. My good friend Dan Hansen loves Jesus, and he loves Africa. He's dedicated his life to serving people on the world's second largest continent. He also loves Africa's backcountry and once told me a fascinating story about lions, roars, and fear. Lions have an especially pernicious way of hunting their prey. It seems that they terrorize their victims into making the worst possible choice about how to protect themselves from being eaten. The hunt begins when a pack of lions spies a stray animal such as a zebra that has wandered away from its herd or is sick or is in the back of the pack. In a remarkable division of labor, male lions line up on one side of the lone animal while lionesses deploy on the other side. Once battle lines are in place, the roaring begins. Male lions possess a singular capacity to discharge a thunderous, spine-chilling roar. In an inevitable fit of terror, the zebra...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?